If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
We just got to be on the same page, all five of us. I think some of us thought that that we were going to foul, we weren't. But that's on me, and I got to be ready to communicate things like that on the court. And so, I got to do a better job of leading.
Andrew German, German, one of those two. Andrew, need to figure out the starts of the games. Terrible in 4 out of 5. Free throws were terrible in game 4-2 and got away with it, not tonight. I just don't know what the magic elixir is at the starts of the games. It's not like I think they're coming out without like the proper level of focus or certainty or not certainty. That's what I'm saying. I think they're coming out like, I don't know. Maybe what it is, it's like, it doesn't feel like they're turning defense into offense early, which is a credit to Philly, because that's really been their best. That's when they get going in these games, when they're making these runs, it's the defense. It's turning the defense into offense. I don't know what it is, but I agree with you. It would behoove them in game 6 to come out with a little and just be better. I can't believe we have to play game 6. Lee, what's going on, Lee? Missed transition, take foul, and OG, no explanation. Yeah, somebody else brought that up. Yeah. But would have made a difference, right? Because that was... when was that? Can't believe this fucking game went to overtime. I still can't believe that happened. That was with under a minute to go. So you should have gotten another possession there. Thanks, Lee. Hush, Zoo. Hey, Hush. Maxey wasn't missing. Our centers needed to play up more on him. Embiid can't roll in because of the knee. Not sure why they give him so much space anyway. Hush, I appreciate the contribution and the comment. Like the notion that there's like some foolproof way to guard that combination is lunacy. Like you play up on him, he's going to blow right the hell by you. And then it just starts the dominoes falling, you know? Like Embiid, like I'm not sure what you want them to do? You want the centers to play up, and then what do you want to have happen? You want, so like you're, any way you cut it, like if you play all the way up on him, he's going to blow by you. He's blown by everybody. He's blown by Deuce. He's blown by OJ. Like the guy, like you're trying to guard him with your team because he has earned that level of respect without compromising everything else in your defense. And there's a guy on the floor with him most of the time that is a, I know he's not playing at an MVP level right now, but the dude still has his touch. And like, if you, and the dude still has his like savvy, like drew on free throws when he, you know, I didn't know he didn't do it tonight. Okay, he was bad tonight, but like the notion that it's like, ah, it's all right. Let's just let Joel Embiid beat us. Like, no, you still got to respect. Like, part of why Embiid, I think, struggled tonight is because of everything the Knicks threw at him. You know, so it's like to just assume you throw the extra tension at Maxey and it's all going to be okay. It's like, these guys force you to make really, really difficult compromises. As I'm looking up, and Milwaukee is up 84-65 on Indiana. My Lord, in the late third quarter. Yona Kuritsky. I hope I pronounced that correctly, Yona. Worst loss in 30 years. Yep. Yep. Worst loss of my life. I mean, game 7 of 94 finals was, that, I mean, as much as a 11-year-old could feel, you know, like the world is ending. That was bad. But yeah. But damn, it feels great to matter again. It does. It's not feeling that way right now. Nearly wept when the crowd rose when JB was bringing up the ball in the fourth. More than Ewing's Knicks, this is the right group. Go Knicks and God bless GFS. Well, that's very kind of you to say. I appreciate that, Yona. Thank you very much. And thank you. That's a very generous contribution. There's so much. That's the hard part. This group gives you nothing. Nothing but reasons to love them. And so for them to have this, for this to be the thing that happened in the biggest spot of the season, it's just really tough to reconcile. Thank you, Yona. Nick Greenberg, what's going on, Nick? Assume the Knicks won. Okay. What are the talking points from that version of the post game we could take away and feel good about going forward? I'm reaching, John. Oi. That they didn't. This is going to set. You want to talk about twisting the knife? You know what the talking points would be? They did enough to win. Didn't have their A game, you know, wasn't perfect, came out slow, finished the second slow, opened the third slow, really struggled, you know, to contain Maxey, yada, 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 this, that, and the other thing, did enough to win, made enough plays on defense to win, got really flustered the Sixers on defense, turned, I keep going back to it because that's what they did, turned defense into offense. When a guy needed to hit a three, a guy hit a three. Hart hit a three. DiVincenzo hit a three. And then the thing that I was going to really go with is like, you know, how cool it was to see our superstar, Jalen Brunson, trust the young Deuce of Pride in that pivotal moment and pass off to him, and to see Mac and see Deuce make that shot. You know, the trust factor there, and you know what it says about this team, that it's from Brunson all the way down to the, you know, whoever's on the bench. It's just, it's everything, you know. And like, I don't know. I'm in terms of like X's and O's, like the Sixers did some real good stuff tonight, but what they did so much of it was a fact was from Tyrese Maxey just being unbelievably good. And if he's going to play like that, it's a really freaking hard team to beat. That's the tough part. And yet, as I would have said, if they won and they found a way, except they didn't. Thank you, Nick. Kanyon Pepper, what's going on, Kanyon? I guess we can call it a wash after game two. Peace. Yeah. Yeah. OG team. It takes a playoff career high from their best player to beat us. I don't know. I called Knicks at 7 before the series. A lot of smart people said this was going 7. Andrew thought it was going 7. He's reminding me. I really hope it doesn't go 7. But if you were an objective NBA fan and you weren't sitting here and you weren't having utmost faith in your team and the whole thing, you'd be like, oh, that series is definitely going to go 7 now. You know? And look, if it's game 7, it's the fourth quarter, it's a close game, I'm going to trust our guys to win it. I just am. And it'll feel like the most exhilarating thing in the world if that's what it comes down to. It's just... Thanks, OG team. James Tro. What's going on, James? Felt like we were due a game like this. Everyone had their moments. Felt like they never got to that extra gear we've seen all season. I have to push back a little bit. I really thought they got there in the fourth quarter. Reasonable minds could disagree. Reasonable minds could absolutely disagree. I'll say this. Like, even in the fourth, there were moments where I'm like, oh, man, that's kind of uncharacteristic. I'll give you that. There were like a handful in the fourth quarter, of moments where it's like, that's, you know, when they would like give up a basket to the Sixers, like, or they would like do something wrong on offense or whatever, where it's like, man, that isn't the Knicks team we've come to know and love. And yet they were still up by 6. As far as being due, yeah, I mean, sure. I hope they look at it like that. I hope. Thank you, James. Hush, what's going on, Hush? Small thing. Maxey had 5 fouls all OT. No one asked.
Attacked.
Oh, no one attacked. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's fair. Wombler. What's going on, Wombler? Rabble, 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 South Park. All serious. Part of me died during that sequence. Yeah. I still feel about 6 feet under right now. Brunson's greatest superpower, maybe his resilience. We owe it to believe in these guys. Let's go. Well, that much I agree with you. We do owe it to them. Like, I think we only got one of those comments tonight where it was like, season's over. No Knicks fan worth their salt. No one who has lived and died with this team all year. No one who has put in the time to really watch them is going to sit here and be like, the series is over. They made their lives. How much they made their lives tougher, like, cannot be measured. You know, I mean, they had the game won, and that's it. Phrase Vader, what's going on? Phrase Vader. Straight up Knicks therapy school. Love you guys. I don't know what I'm... I don't think I'm doing anything worth a goddamn tonight, but I will stay here until everybody has said whatever they want to say. Bernard Richardson. Let's go Knicks. Let's go Knicks indeed. I stand with every member of our team through it all. See you Thursday. We fight. Well, I hope that's like the biggest thing. And if you wouldn't mind including the coach in there too, like they've all of these guys have made us so proud as fans to the point where I think there's a great argument that there's not a fan base in the NBA this year that has a right to be as proud of their team as we have a right to be proud of this team. That does not vanish in 30 seconds. That cannot vanish. How fickle of a fan base would we have to be for that to vanish in 30 seconds? It can't. You can't have that. No, no. Again, that's why I said it at the top. You win as a team, you lose as a team. We still have their back. All of them. All of them. Thanks. Thanks, Bernard. Sam Garcia's dad. What's going on, Ray? How are you? Your monologue was beyond depressing tonight. Thanks. The Knicks gave this one away at the end. They won't make the same mistake again. We're going to win this at home at the Wells Fargo. No doubt. Knicks in six. Yeah. It's funny how depressing people often say depressing shit. You're depressed people. Hope you're right. What's up, Knicks fans? You know, the other day I was talking to two girls who were telling me how into foreplay they are and how they wish they had more single guys to do it with. No, not that foreplay. We're not looking to get teed up on the pod. I'm talking F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y foreplay. It's an app where single friends team up and double date other single friends. It's a more fun, lower pressure, and safer way to meet new people, which is exactly why single girls love it. In fact, they love it so much that they make up the majority of teams on the app, as in a 3-to-1 ratio in your favor. Back when I was single, I would have definitely loved this. Look, we all know everything is better with a friend. Just ask Josh and Jalen, even if Brunson won't admit it. And with foreplay, you don't have to sacrifice bromance for romance, because it's a chance to enjoy a night out with a buddy while meeting two new people in a more social environment without any expectation. And the icing on the cake, it's totally free. All right, it's game time. So head over to the App Store now and download foreplay, F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y, and get ready for a little 2-on-2 pickup. James Tro, what's going on, James? As you've said all season, we know how they react after being punched in the mouth. Love this team. Glad it was Maxi and not loser and being questionable. Yeah. So someone check on Robert Cross. Yeah. Stephen Peoples, what's going on, Stephen Peoples? Seeing other Knicks fans feel the same way I do gives me solace. I mean, I think we're all in the same boat tonight. I have faith they'll get it done. This team is different from other teams of the past. Still sucks. Need Thursday to come fast. Thank you, KFS. Thank you, Steven. I appreciate the nice, very kind comment and the contribution. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would love Thursday to come fast. I have faith they'll figure out a way to get it done. Somehow. I have faith they'll find a way to get it done. Because it's, you know, it's just like this team. Thank you, Steven. Todd Rahulik. J-Mac, cheer up, buddy. We're winning game six. I hope so. Again, I love the confidence that people have. I love the faith people have in this team. I love how everybody is really bought into the resilience of it all. It's all deserved, and you're all right. I personally am just really struggling. I guess I'm struggling because I'm dwelling on what happened, and I'm not thinking about what lies ahead. And I should be thinking about what lies ahead. Because what happened has happened, and it is done. And it's over. and you're never going to get it back, and you move on. And I do think the Knicks will be able to move on. You just hope that you play a better game than the Sixers in one of the next two games, and ideally on Thursday. Mark Sable, what's going on, Mark? I hope you're doing well, my friend. If Sunday was the best win since the 90s, this was the worst loss. I still believe in this team, though. Yeah, I agree with you on the worst loss part that I've ever seen. James Tro, 5 a.m. in Milan. My goodness. We watched it live with my dad, Steven. We don't get to see many together. Sucks that it has to go like this. I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry. Truly. I'm really sorry. It sounds like you would have had a real... I mean, I hope you still get to cherish the evening for whatever it was worth. But I'm sorry to hear that. Thanks, James. James with another one. Love you, KFS. Wouldn't be the same without you. I mean, I'm very happy I don't have to go through this by myself tonight. You know, I've talked about how, like, as a kind of a self-preservation thing, because I'm so just out, and I'm just like out, I'm out there all the time. Like, I'm either in front of you guys here, or I'm writing a newsletter, whatever it is. Like, as a self-preservation method, like, over the last couple of years, I've kind of developed the ability to, if like a terrible loss happens, or like something else happens is bad with the team, it's like, when I get off of here, or when I close the laptop and I'm done writing for the day, I've gotten really good at like not putting it behind me, but just like kind of moving on. You know, it's like, okay, it's done. We discussed it. Did what we could do. You move on. Nothing you can do about it. This is the reminder that no matter how long I do this, I'm just like, if you're like, I'm already thinking about how I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning. And again, I apologize. I know of all of the inane references I make on these post games, the ones I make to Sex and the City are probably the ones that are like, really, like, why Macri? I can't help it. It's my favorite show ever, but I'm not going to quote the show. I'll quote the movie, which is not necessarily a classic, but had some redeeming moments. And one of them was after the wedding fiasco happens, and Carrie wakes up in bed, and someone, I forget which one of the girls is there, and she just was like, she wakes up and she immediately is like, did I dream it? And then she realizes she didn't dream it. And then it's like, all of the pain instantly sets back in. Like, I know I am going to wake up tomorrow morning, and the very first thought I'm going to have when I wake up is going to be like, oh shit, that happened. And then I got to go about my day. And the, you know, the worst fucking part is, there are little things that give me joy throughout the day. One of the things that gives me great joy throughout during my day is when I walk my youngest daughter to school, I pop in my headphones and I listen to a podcast on the walk down, and then the walk, you know, to work. So it's good, solid 25 minutes of listening time. I love that time. I love that time because there's nothing else I can be doing. Get a little exercise, turn my brain off, just like listen to whatever. There are days, obviously, when the Knicks have a tough loss or whatever, where I'm like not in a place where I want to listen to NBA content. But on those days, I have my other podcasts that I like, and I'm like, ah, it's okay. This will like put me in a good state of mind. I don't think about anything. This is such that I don't even know if I like put in a different body. Like, I listen to movie podcasts. I don't know that will Like I'll be listening to it, and the whole time I'll be just thinking about what happened. And so you can't even enjoy. You can't even enjoy distractions. It just all sucks. Sorry for that little diatribe. Wilton Moran, what's going on, Wilton? How are you, sir? John, great meeting you at Penn 6 before game 2. It was great meeting you before game 2. Thank you. We can win it in Philly. We've shown it all year. Bogey loss is significant. Need that breather for Brunson. Let's go, Knicks. Keep up the great work, KFS. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the contribution. And again, it was great meeting you. Thanks to everybody who I met that night. That was great. Yeah, they could do it. They could do it. They have it in them. They just got to do it. Thanks, Wilton. Todd with another one. What's going on, Todd? J-Mac, ticks were skyrocketing when I bought my ticks for game 6. You know what that means. Joel and bitch going to be big sad how many of us are there. Hashtag Nixon 6. I mean, I'll be very curious to see how many Knicks fans show up for game 6 and what, how loud they are and like all that kind of stuff. I'll be very, 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 very curious. Good for you, man, that you're going though. Truly, like on behalf of all Knicks fans, I appreciate it. Anyone who's going to game 6, like you have our love and admiration. Jeff Guitars, I hope I pronounced that correctly. I love this team. We know they're taking this as hard as us. Brutal night. Thanks for being there for us, KFS. It's the least we could do. I mean, I'm sure they're feeling it, and at the same time, I wish they weren't feeling it. I hope they're already over it. That'd be my dream, is that they're already over it, but I can't imagine they are. Thank you, Jeff. Buzzer beater. We choked, period. No excuses. Yeah. No disagreement. It's choke job. Michael Kantos, what's going on, Michael? I'm devastated. Need a therapy. You and me both. When you find a appropriate one for this sort of event, let me know. I'll pay whatever costs. Thank you, Michael. John Hersberger, thank you so much for the very generous contribution. Appreciate you. As a Knick and Met fan from the 1970s, I could say that I've been here before. This is okay. These are amazing young men who are learning. The journey matters. You know what? This comment might be the comment that is the first comment all night where I'm like, I appreciate that. Because you know what? It takes, stops making me, it like I'm stopping the self wallowing in self pity for a moment, and I'm focusing on the people who we should be focusing on, which is the players. And instead of blaming them, realizing like they are amazing young men and they are learning, and the journey does matter. Like all of them will take this and they will learn from it. We hope in the immediate future, but like, just for the rest of their careers, like nobody, they're never going to forget this. You know, they're going to live with this for a very long time. So I appreciate you putting that spin on it. That's really, I appreciate that. Ray with another one. Going to be Burke's time to shine. Yeah. I don't know about that. LOL. Hashtag Nixon 6. We'll see. I don't think Burks is getting time. I'd be kind of shocked if we saw Alec Burks, and I frankly don't want to see Alec Burks in this series. Chris Infante, what's going on, Chris? Recall what happened the next game after 8 points in 9 seconds, or even in game 3 of this series. Players get over these moments way easier than fans. Yeah, no, that absolutely, that's true. And I don't know if I verbalized that on this post game yet, but if I didn't, that's a bad job by me, because I agree with you. Totally agree with you. I wonder if this is like of a different level of thing. It probably isn't. You're probably dead right. You really are. And yeah. Thanks, Chris. Hushu, trust our rotations like we did in game four. You're talking about again, like how they should defend. Like, yeah. Maxi did not play down the stretch like he played tonight. Like sometimes guys are just awesome. Like I can't for the life of me kill the Knicks defense when they were like, we're sitting here and Hush, like you seem like a nice guy. The Knicks with after the McBride jumper, the Sixers were sitting there with 90 points. With 28 seconds left in the game. Let me say that again. The Knicks had held them to 90 points with 28 seconds left in the game. And you're sitting here and you're complaining about their defense. What are we doing? What are we doing? I'm as heartbroken as anyone. We need to leave the dumb fuckery at the door. Like, there needs to come a point where it's like, come on. Todd with another one. Thank you, Todd. J-Mac and GMAC, it kills me to see you guys so sad. It shouldn't. Don't worry about us. We'll be fine. You guys have to forget the last 25 years. Just remember this team. We are winning this series. I think they will win the series. I really do. I think they're going to win the series. Again, you're asking me the God's honest truth right now. My gut is we're here. This is going to seven. That's my gut. I hope I'm wrong. There have been a lot of times I haven't showed faith in this team, and I have been made to feel ridiculous afterwards. You look like, how could you not have faith in this team, Macri? Like, they've showed you so much. This is just one of those series. It felt like it was going seven for me before the series started, and so like I don't know. I guess maybe some sports fans like revel in the, like our commenter from a few comments ago said, like you appreciate the journey. I'm very much of the boat of like, yeah, how about we just win every game by 25, you know, obviously that's not realistic, you know? So that's not what being a sports fan is. Being a sports fan, you know, you take the devastating losses and the great wins and,
but,
you know, it's really tough for me to focus on anything other than what happened. And what happened is as devastating or more devastating than anything I've seen in 25 years.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about our new sponsor, Unified. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Knicks Film School Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System. And if you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in the Big Apple or at hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Don't hesitate. Go to unifiedhealing.com/KFS to learn more and find a center near you. Again, that's unifiedhealing.com/KFS. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Todd with another one. We got a lot more from Todd, apparently. Guys will be dialed in tomorrow. I'll be there. We're winning this fucking game. I will eat a cheesesteak and in bitch's heart. I hope you do. Like, trying to think of a movie where somebody ate somebody's heart. Indiana Jones and Les and the Temple of Doom, he definitely pulls the guy's heart out of his chest. I don't know if he ate it, though, that weird guy. So, yeah. Todd with another one. LOL, I meant Thursday. Confession, I went to game 3, but was so drunk I fell asleep in the fourth quarter. Well, you know, I mean, hey, whatever works for you. I just appreciate the enthusiasm. Todd with another one. This loss meant more, but the Dallas loss was quote unquote worse. The Dallas loss was more improbable. Certainly, the Dallas loss was more improbable. I mean, they were up 10 with 30 seconds to go, I believe. So, yeah, pretty improbable. Still, this is... Thanks, Todd. Paul DeSantis, what's going on, Paul? How are you? JM, I have seen so many heartbreaking losses over the years. It's easier for players to flush it than us fans. They will respond and win in 48 hours. I hope so. We got a lot of people showing a lot of confidence in this team. I love to hear it. You know, and I am very much a bit ashamed of myself that I can't espouse the same. Again, I'm not blaming them. Not the last thing I would do is blame them. They can do it. They can do it. And they do get over it easier than us. God knows. Ray, Sam Garcia's dad with another one. Speaking for myself, I felt worse after game 6 versus Miami last season. We got 2 more games to win. One, hashtag, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? it's a good throw. Good callback. Man, that's what I want to do is turn on something like Animal House right now. Yeah, I mean, sure. You overcome adversity. Yeah, but there's levels of adversity, right? And haven't they overcome enough adversity this season? You know? Thanks, Ray. All right, we're on the down the home stretch here. The Maine Canucks. What's going on, the Maine Canucks? This loss is a good thing. Well, I can't wait to hear why. To be a championship team, they need to overcome moments of adversity like this. Easy road to the finals is not a good thing later on. Man, I'm not going to dismiss that comment out of hand. John Stewart with the fucking tweet of the year. Because I agree with you. You know, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I believe that. Again, I'll refer back to my previous comment. I think this team has overcome enough adversity already for one lifetime. And just speaking from a more practical perspective, like I wanted these guys to get rest. Like I'm sitting here watching the Bucks are a minute and 46 seconds away from vanquishing the Pacers and sending that game to a game 6 in Indiana, which will be a tough game, regardless of whether the Giannis and or Dame play or not. Regardless, like, they're just not going to be as rested going into the next series. And all Indiana wants to do is run up and down and up and down and up and down the floor. And who the hell knows? Maybe Milwaukee wins. That's the thing. It's like, all right, you're rooting for the Pacers series to go 7. Well, are we sure we want that? Are we sure we want the Bucks maybe with Giannis and Dame? Like, again, I'm getting so far ahead of myself. The point is, like, you wanted the rest. You wanted the rest. The rest... I love overcoming adversity. I love lessons learned. I love a young team, you know, growing together. I love all of it. I like rest more, but not going to get it. Thanks, Maine Canucks. El Coriano 11. Thank God the Heat didn't draft Maxey. I mean, the Knicks wanted to draft Maxey, you know? They wanted to draft Maxey, and they were positioning themselves to try to draft him. And then when it became clear they couldn't have him, you know, they pivoted into IQ. So. Th- Thanks, El Coriano. Sean with a W. Oh, boy. What's going on, Sean? Belated happy birthday. I don't think I actually wished you a happy birthday on your birthday. So happy belated birthday. The irony of Mitch being in the game late because iHeart can't stop defending Embiid with his hands. Again, I thought Mitch was awesome. Like, his defensive performance against Embiid in this fourth quarter, I really... That was going to be one of my leads. Mitch was so... He was so good defensively. Until the end. Alex, what's going on, Alex? John, wait for the film breakdown. Nurse figured out heart on Maxi. Seemed like he did. There are tweaks that Tibbs and Brunson will figure out to come out even better for game six. Yeah, I mean, you know Tibbs is going to make adjustments. I mean, this series has been a back and forth series. Like, it's been a real back and forth series. So, you hope the Knicks come out with adjustments and with their best effort, and more than that, you hope they make shots. Thanks, Alex. Ben Bacharach, I hope I got that right. I'm a tortured Mets, Knicks, and Jets fan. My Lord. Is Ben Bacharach a burner for Joe Beningo? Or Andrew Claudio, for that matter. I'm usually a nervous negative fan like you. This team has shown us how different they are. Keep the faith. Again, I'm keeping the faith. It's tough to not be down in the dumps right now. I guess 2 hours and 10 minutes into talking about it, it's like 10% better. Maybe 20% better. Somewhere around there. 10-20% better. Todd with another one. I will be loud as fuck as long as I don't fall asleep. Please don't fall asleep with the game. Which I think that game now, I'm pretty sure the game's going to be at, I think the game's going to be at 9.
9 p.m. officially.
Man. Okay. Please don't fall asleep. Hush Zoo, our team defense was great and not, I'm not knocking that, just purely guarding Maxi. He didn't see any doubles or any pressure and dropped 46. I'm over it. Let's go Knicks. Well, you're clearly not over it because you keep bringing it up. And you are knocking it because you're suggesting that he saw doubles or pressure. Like, you can't pay attention to what one guy did. You have to pay attention to what his team did. Because oftentimes, when a guy goes off, like, I'm not going to say that that's part of the game plan, but when you're guarding an offense that has as many different options as the Sixers offense has to beat you, and they have two pretty damn good ones, to say nothing of some supporting players that have shown their ability to, like, not be like corpses, you have to pick and choose your spots. 90 points with 30 seconds left. I'll say it again. 90 points with 30 seconds left. What are you complaining about? Ask yourself that. Really, ask yourself that. What are you complaining about? 90 points with 30 seconds left. What are we doing here? There's a million and one things to complain about. No, I'm not done with them yet. There's a million and one fucking things to complain about tonight. And you're harping on the one goddamn thing that needs not be complained about. Get a clue. Todd with another one. Game of Thrones style heart eating. Okay, here we go. I know, man, it's tough, but think about where we came from. We've seen so much worse. It was just an off game. Come up, coming. That's an interesting turn of phrase. Have we seen so much worse? I haven't seen worse than this. This is the worst I've seen. Watching 17 win seasons was a hell of a lot easier than this. But that's just me. Alex, it will end this season. If we end this season on 53 wins, I will end Robert. Oh. I don't even want to think about that. Oh, we're done. Okay. Thanks for tuning in. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, all this good stuff you usually do. Appreciate everybody coming out tonight, supporting the show, all the kind words people said. Really appreciate all the positivity from people who are like, hey, let's not throw any dirt on a team that has been as resilient as any team we've ever known. I love those sentiments. I'm sure I will begin to internalize them more as the days go forward. It's a tough night. So thanks everybody for watching, and we'll be back with more fun and games before you know it. Peace out.